Is patriotism possible with maybe logic?
I don't see how. Patriotism is a identification with a given gene pool. I think it has decreased over the centuries because most countries are combinations of gene pools. Where you have one gene pool dominating a country, you still have really fanatical patriotism. It's patriotism, it's loyalty to the gene pool. As Haldane said, evolution has programmed us so that we'll die for a brother and risk our life for a cousin. And beyond that, who will risk his life for a stranger? Very few will. Some will, but they're rare. So it's sort of patriotism, gene pool loyalty is sort of built into us. But most countries are combinations of gene pools, most of which don't like each other very much and are in competition or have prejudices against each other. They're economically competing, they're religiously different, and so on. And so patriotism gets more and more attenuated. It only comes to the surface in a really virulent and obnoxious form when everybody feels equally under attack, which is what the terrorists want. They don't mind unifying us as long as we're all unified in the same terror. We're afraid of them. So they don't mind the fact that's bringing us closer together. Besides, it's only bringing us closer together temporarily. In the Revolutionary War, there were black regiments. As soon as the war was over, they were re-enslaved. If you get what I mean. Everybody is united in this country, almost everybody is unified right now. They feel unified, but that doesn't end the fact that the rich are mostly white males and the poor are mostly black females. That doesn't change that fact, for instance. What is patriotism? I think it's a ridiculous superstition. But to put the best face on it, it's loyalty to that which you admire most in your own country. Well, what I admire most in our country is the Founding Fathers and the Bill of Rights and the gradual extension of the suffrage so it includes almost everybody. Too bad we don't have candidates to vote for. There's a lot I admire in this country, but it exists elsewhere in the world too, not just in this country. So it's patriotic in the sense that it's very much in favor of the Constitution. Of course, not all of the Constitution. I think it has defects, like the slavery business, for instance. I don't want to restore that. But I just think the Constitution is one of the better political systems devised by humanity, and it's one that has strong roots in this country. And it still exists. You can look in the back of the dictionary, and there it is. It has nothing to do with the way our government actually operates, but it's in print. It's in the back of damn near every dictionary. You can find it in many schoolrooms hanging on the wall. So to the extent that it exists, it's an ideal that people can more or less recognize. If SOG has no other effect than people reread the Constitution and start thinking about it, I'll be satisfied.